I'm delighted to say I'm joined now by Ulster and Ireland star Stephen Ferris, just about getting ready for the second dig at Aroney this weekend. I read in the newspapers and listened to you all week, it has to be another five-star performance against the Italians.
It does indeed. I think, you know, last week we showed that we can create opportunities and, you know, hopefully we'll create a few more opportunities this weekend against a strong team. And, you know, they'll be at home, it'll be a tough one, but fingers crossed, we've had a few wins under our belt the last couple of weeks, so hopefully we can bring that confidence into the game this weekend.
Stevie, you've come back from injury and you're now in the form of your life, would that be fair to say?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm still progressing. I'm still learning week in, week out. I'm still training hard. And, you know, a couple of tries over the last few weeks has definitely helped the confidence. But, you know, I need to keep the man on the match performances up and, you know, keep leading by example. And, you know, I feel like I'm playing well, but I've still maybe 10, 15% left to give.
Well, I tell you what, I think that's a worry for everybody else, but a delight for Ulster, indeed Ireland. Now, we made the quarterfinals last year for the first time since winning the European Cup. It'd be massive for us. They're fantastic for everybody involved in the sport, indeed for the province, if you could do it again.
Yeah, 100%. It's, you know, last year, unfortunately, I wasn't able to play in that quarterfinal, but the support that was over in England when we played in Northampton was great, and you know, the whole province seemed to be there and supporting us and getting behind us. And you know, the way the province is at the minute, you know, the way the economy is, it's great that, you know, if Ulster are doing well, it gives people something to cheer about and something to go to on a Friday night and look forward to. And you know, we're just trying to work hard and do our best, and hopefully we can get the final weekend of the Heineken Cup in with the chance of getting through to the quarterfinals. And we'll definitely be trying our best and giving the crowd something to cheer about, hopefully in a quarterfinal.
You obviously have to do the Italian job, because with the likes of Clermont around the corner, you know what I mean, you need to be in good position come the new year to be able to take them on and to get into that quarter-final spot.
Yeah, it's, as I said there, it's just about getting that last weekend and being in with a shout. You know, if we got 5 points this weekend, all being well, and, you know, we're sitting top of her pool, you know, hopefully Leicester could get a 4-point win this weekend against Clermont with no bonus points either way, would be probably our ideal scenario. We would be sitting top of the pool, and, you know, obviously Leicester at home, we have a great European record at home, and we could hopefully get a win there. And, you know, if you go away to Clermont in the last game, maybe needing a point to get through. And you know, it's very exciting, and I think, you know, the supporters as well are very excited about it. And I think, you know, Europe has learned a bit from last year that we definitely have the team to get the quarterfinals and progress in the tournament, and where everybody's feeling confident and good at the minute.
Stevie, I was probably fortunate, or unfortunate you could say, because a couple of weeks ago I saw you virtually naked. We were down at Mary Peters, the Mary Peters Thus doing the fashion show. That was good fun. You clearly enjoy doing a lot of charity work as well too.
Yeah, you know, I do a lot of charity work, and over the last few years I've got into a lot more of it, and it is something I enjoy. And, you know, I get to meet a lot of people along the way, and bump into local celebrities like yourself, you know. So it is good. It's all for a good cause, and it was a great night had by all, I think.
Stevie, what about life in general? Is it great for you at the moment? You know, Ulster's going well, thanks be to God, the injuries have healed up for you. And of course, we have the Six Nations just around the corner come February.
Yeah, it is good. You know, it's been a long old struggle with injury over the last kind of year or two with my knee and that, and I think I finally got over it. And as you touched on earlier, I'm starting to get a bit of form back. And you know, with Ulster, it's been great. The World Cup was fantastic. You know, I played well out there and really enjoyed the tournament. And you know, life off the pitch as well, for me personally, it's great. You know, I'm still living out in the countryside at the minute. You know, it's good to get my head away from rugby too. And in general, it's very good, and I'm just enjoying it at the minute. And, you know, when you're enjoying yourself, you know, it seems to show on the pitch. And thankfully, I'm playing well at the minute.
I like the way you say you're still out in the countryside, a bit like myself in Dungannon. You know, it keeps you a level head. I have to ask you a question too. Some people want to know that you just out of the coffee shop with Darren Cave. Did he pay for the coffee, or did you have to pay again?
Actually owed him a few quid from a fine last week. I got fined for being late for one of the meetings, so I had to square him up there. So he actually gave me a couple of quid for his coffee, which I didn't expect. We share the coffee now. We're in the wee coffee shop there down Lisburn Road a good few times a week, and we seem to share the coffee a good bit. And Paddy Wallace is also a regular goer, as is yourself. It keeps me going throughout the day, that's for sure.
I have to say to you, you know, in Northern Ireland, we like our sport. We're easy pleased. We like to see, I think, sports stars do their level best. If they win, brilliant. If they don't, we're the first to say, oh, well, tough luck. People look at you now and you're a doyen when it comes to sport in Northern Ireland and Ulster. Is your future with Ulster?
Yeah, it certainly is. I've this season and next season with Ulster, with my contract, I see my future with Ulster, and I don't want to leave Ulster until I've won something. And you know, back in 2005 we won the league, but you know, I was coming up through it, and you know, I think I want to win a Heineken Cup with Ulster, and I believe we definitely have the people in the squad to do that. Whether it be this year or next year or the next few years, we're not too sure, but you know, we'll be trying our best every year to do that. And you know, maybe in the latter of my career I'll move on somewhere, but you know, I'll definitely want to return here to finish off my career, and hopefully if the old knee holds up, we'll have a few more years left and it'll be it.
Well, Stephen, I wish you all the very best for the match, not only with Aroni, but I wish you a very happy Christmas and a fantastic new year. And thanks very much for joining me, Adrian Logan, on eamonmalley.com. All the very best.
Thank you very much indeed, and same to yourself.